Philips Temple PLTD Surgeon Care, today's date is 05/08/2023. Dictation is for Jonathan Easterlin. Easterlin spells E-A-S-T-E-R-L-I-N. Jonathan spells J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Date of birth is 08/26/1985. This is a 37-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Jonathan has a history of opioid use disorder, insomnia. He's currently on quetiapine and the Suboxone. Here for follow-up for these conditions on medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient is requesting to have his quetiapine for 90 days instead of 30, citing cost and a fast turnover. He said sometimes he forget. And is afraid that he goes into withdrawal period. So he says having it for a longer period of time could reduce the significance of, reduce the frequency of forgetting when he's out, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert-oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure 144/92, pulse 53, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, insomnia. Number 4, elevated blood pressure. Period. Patient is already on lisinopril for his blood pressure. And he said he did not take his medication today, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done in the clinic today. Positive for Suboxone, which is part of it, which he used as part of the program. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. He will take one film SL BID for 30 days. Number 660. No refills. I will consider giving patient his quetiapine as he requested for 90 days when this current prescription is out. End of dictation.